Some of the measures are already known, and like criminal justice reforms. Patrick English from YouGov says public opinion of the Conservatives is unlikely to change significantly.
They don't have much faith at all in terms of them dealing with issues such as immigration and asylum, and with inflation and mortgage rates remaining high and energy bills set to put more pressure on household budgets. What the public really want from the government right now are concrete issues to deal with the number one issue, which is the cost of living.
Almost 300,000 women in England are to be offered a drug that's been found to reduce their risk of developing breast cancer. Anastrozole costs 4p a day, and NHS officials think it could save millions in treatment costs. The Foreign and Defence Secretaries have arrived in Japan for a G7 meeting which will focus on the Middle East. They want to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict escalating. Meanwhile, aid workers say families in Gaza are struggling to get enough food and water to survive because supplies are running so low. Justice Secretary Alex Chalk says a tactical pause in fighting would ease the humanitarian situation there.
It is there to allow aid to get in, and for British nationals, indeed, other people who require aid to get out. And that is massive. We think that's very important. The United States are supporting that, and we are four square behind it because, you know, the suffering that's taking place is, of course, absolutely devastating.
There's been a sharp leap in the number of people stealing fuel. Thefts from petrol stations in Britain were up nearly 80% between July and September compared to last year. In football, there were 5 goals plus 5 more which were disallowed by VAR and 2 red cards in a bonkers London derby last night. Chelsea beat Tottenham 4-1. And TV presenter Jimmy Doherty has saved a brown bear from certain death. Diego was facing euthanasia because his home on a Swedish animal park was closing down. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today is going to be largely dry and bright day with plenty of sunshine. That's good. In the afternoon, some patches of cloud look to drift in from the northwest, leaving the chance of the odd brief shower. 11 degrees is your high today. Looks beautiful at the moment. Tonight is expected to be dry with largely clear skies for most part. Towards dawn, however, thick cloud will start to build in from the west. 6 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Tuesday, 7th of November, songs on the way from ABBA. We're going to start you off with an ABBA song. It's quite a good one, this. Amazulu, do you remember them? And also Bronski Beat coming up for you. These are all 80s songs between now and 9 o'clock. That's why we call this hour 80s at 8.
80s at 8.
Never let that all.
Blackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 14 after 8 then on Tuesday, 7th of November. Songs like you've just heard, ABBA, One of Us, Amazulu. Oh, it's been forever and a day since I've heard Amazulu before. Amazulu and Too Good to Be Forgotten and the Bronski beat there. We've got Brother Beyond on the way next when we continue the 80s.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just
get so hot, wish your tired feet were fireproof. From the sand you hear the happy sounds of the kerosene. Ooh, you can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell under the boardwalk down by the sea. Yeah. All I'm thinking, my baby,
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:23. We've got Cliff Richard on the way next.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look. Nice fresh map, I think. Looking at the roads in the Brentwood area, it's much the same as it is normally, really, at this time. Wilson's Corner's very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Larkin's Playing Fields down to Wilson's Corner and back again to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Wilson's Corner and back again. I'm trying to see why that's chock-a-block, but I can't see. Middleton Hall Lane has just been refreshed. It's chock-a-block, as always at this time, between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road is worse than it normally is. It starts to slow down by Hartswood Golf Course. From there, it goes right up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common traffic lights. It's slow both directions at that point. Shenfield Common traffic lights with Seven Arches Road is slow heading towards the Common from the train overpass area. The other direction's not so bad. Outside Brentwood Station, it's very slow on the B186 from Woodman Road up to the Kings Road roundabout and back past the station. The High Street's also very slow from the Kings Road traffic lights up to Wilson's Corner and back again. And Hutton Road is quite slow from Friars Avenue across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back. And the slowest part is, yes, you've guessed it, outside Shenfield Station. Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Hall Green Lane down to St Martin's School and from just before Costcutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Everything else in Brentwood seems to be okay. Now, Billericay, Noak Hill Road is very, very slow in both directions. Well, it's actually the crossover point is Elegance by L, opposite Noak Hill Golf Course. It's slow either side of that going up to that point, so I don't know if there's temporary traffic lights there or not. The A176 continues to be slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street Chapel Street roundabout, then across to the bottom of the High Street. Also the top of the High Street from Stock Road, it's actually St John's Road on Stock Road, from there down to the Norsey Road junction. That seems to be very slow. On to the motorways. The M11 London bound between Junction 10 Junction 8, the Stansted turn off, it's blocked by an accident involving several vehicles. And on the northbound carriageway of the M11, it's partially blocked by an accident involving three vehicles between Junction 7 Harlow and Junction 8. That's the Stansted turn off. M11 London bound again, slow traffic from Junction 5 Loughton through to Junction 4, the A406. On the A12 London bound, it's slow between Junction 22 Witham North and Junction 21 Witham South, and again it's slow between Junction 24 Kelvedon North and Junction 22 Witham North. A12 London bound, again slow traffic between Junction 19 Boreham Interchange and Junction 17 Howe Green. It's also slow on the A127 London bound between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. Eastbound though on the A127, it's slow between the Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. Over in the corner there on Canvey Island, there's slow traffic on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. The A12 London bound, slow traffic between Junction 28 Football Stadium and Junction 26 Atash Green. A127 London bound is slow between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road. Westbound on the A13, slow traffic between the Pitsey Flyover A132 and the Five Bells Interchange A176. A12 London bound, slow traffic on the Brentwood Bypass. It's from Junction 12 Shenfield going to Junction 11, the M25. And our old favourite A127 London bound, slow traffic from the A128 at Halfway House to the M25 at Junction 29. And that's your lot. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. Would love to speak to you. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Now
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Coming up on Saturday the 18th of November is Hazel's Quiz, and it's taking place in Billericay Women's Institute in St Edith's Lane, Billericay. Now, it's in aid of Billericay Community Archive. Teams of up to 8 people are welcome, plus individuals and smaller groups are welcome as well, as the organisers will try to make up the teams. Bring your own nibbles and drinks. Tickets are £6 per person. You can reserve your places by calling this number, 07802 154 677. It starts at 7:30, and if you want more details than that, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide. Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So taking place today, right up until the 30th of November, the Brentwood Arts Society annual exhibition takes place at the Bardswell Social Club in Bardswell Close in Brentwood. The exhibition is open at the following time: Mondays 7 till 9 p.m, Wednesdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m, Thursdays and Fridays 7 p.m. to 8 p.m, and Saturdays 5 p.m. till 6 p.m, and Sundays 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The members bar is available for exhibition viewers. It's free entry, and if you want some more details, go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
She come on like a rose, and everybody knows she'll get you in touch. Well, you can look, but you better not touch. Poison. Skin.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. I haven't heard that for years. Lambrettas and Poison Ivy there. Take 45, quarter to nine, Tuesday, 7th of November. We're continuing the 80s with Joe Fagan. That's Living All Right on the way next. And after 9 o'clock, it's 90s at 9 time.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Don't ask.
Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So after 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to be chatting to Natalie Maddox, founder and creative director of the House Gospel Choir. That's the only interview we've got today on Phoenix FM.
Never, ever felt this way before. You are the one that I'm living for.
Time to
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.